one we told you guys yesterday about the restaurant owner in Huntington Beach, California, who only wants to serve unvaccinated people? Well, the owner of
unvaccinated.
Yes.
Unvaccinated, right.
Unvaccinated people.
What sense does that make?
None whatsoever. None. Well, anyway, the owner of that restaurant, his name is Tony Roman. He was a special guest on CNN's Chris Cuomo show. You know, Let's Get After It. We love that show. So during the interview, Chris asked the owner, was he vaccinated? And he admitted that he and his family was not. And then the owner, he went on to say that he's not taking an anti-vaccine stand. Instead, it was a pro-freedom stand. But then this owner, I don't know, he tried to come after Chris Cuomo. Take a listen.
Anti-tyranny, okay? And, you know, maybe the conversation should really be between me and your brother. That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe so. You're pro-freedom, but people can't wear masks. Tony, it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. I gave you a chance to make the case. I wish you well. I hope your family stays safe.
I made my case. You didn't have much to say.
I mean, so honestly, you sound like an idiot, so there's not much to say. But, Tony, good luck with it. See you.
And so do you.
Yeah. Only for having you on the show. That was my only mistake.
I love Chris Cuomo.
Him.
Like, the dude going to take a shot at the dude's brother. Has nothing to do with the vaccine.
Not at all.
Right.
You're so damn stupid. You know. I mean, that's, you know, look, this country, the problem with America is too damn free. Let me just go over a couple of things that we're too free about. Mm-hmm. You freely can choose to accept a vaccination. Mm-hmm. You can freely choose to wear a mask or not. You can freely choose to take your ass to that hospital and get on a ventilator and waste a bed when you could have easily had a vaccination. You can freely kill a black person in this country and take your ass home and keep your job. You can freely stop people and suppress the voting rights of all or any American you choose. That's what you can freely do in this country. You can freely support a lie that the election was stolen and sit up in here and the rest of us can't do nothing about it. Then you can freely run your ass down to the Capitol on January 6th as a terrorist attack, run in there, and then expect that you should freely be able to go home. And then you can get the support of the Republican Senate to back the fact that you were just honorable Americans loving your country. Mm-hmm. That's how free this country is right here. You can freely get a permit as a hate group and walk down taxpayer streets and spread your hate all over the place because we so damn free. You can freely go buy a gun and kill your neighbor with it. You can freely do any damn thing you want. That's the problem with America. Land of the free, but it's full of damn fools.
Woo! Woo! Well said, print that. Mr. Harvey.
Print that right there.
Well said. Well said.
I mean, you can't give a fool freedom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to give him discipline, restrictions, rules, guidelines, and laws. And we are living watching what happens when you let fools be free.
Yep. Going back to COVID-19.
Freely die without that vaccine, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sure, yep. That's exactly
you're
right.
Real free if you're white you in can, this country. You're yeah. really, really free.
You yeah, can freely, mm-hmm. freely endanger the lives of other people because you want to.
Because you want to. That's it, Steve. Mm. Wow. All right. Time to move on. Let's get to today's headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Okay, thanks, guys. Good morning. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Well, as promised, President Biden's announced strict new COVID testing, masking, and social distancing requirements for federal employees, and the president's urging cities and states to offer $100 incentives or whatever they can do to persuade the unvaccinated to take that shot. Some hopeful news from the Hill. Senate Democrats and Republicans have agreed on the basics of a huge infrastructure bill, and this comes after months of behind-the-scenes negotiations.
On this vote, the yeas are 67, the nays are 32.
The greatest investment in infrastructure in all of our lifetimes.
This is truly to celebrate.
Infrastructure
is about bringing America together.
Our work now begins on a nearly $1 trillion, that's trillion with a T, dollar measure as President Biden and Democrats work on a separate and a broader bill that's being considered under budget rules. That bill is about $3 trillion, actually. The Congress has overwhelmingly okayed emergency funding for to ensure support for U.S. allies in Afghanistan and for Capitol Hill Police, whom Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer says are owed a lot because of January 6th.
In the face of unprecedented adversity, they responded heroically. We must support them now as they so courageously supported us.
The bill also directs $100 million to the D.C. police while also providing funding for the National Guard and for aid programs for translators and others who help U.S. troops in Afghanistan. By the way, they got about 250 of those people out of Afghanistan who helped the U.S. troops there on U.S. soil this morning, about 250, but they have about 2,000 or more that they are trying to get out before all American troops leave that country. This is bad. The Biden administration says it has to let the nationwide ban on evictions expire this Sunday unless something is done. The White House says Mr. Biden wanted it extended for another couple of months with COVID infections and deaths rising, but the Supreme Court ruled that the moratorium could not go past July without congressional action. So the president's urging lawmakers to do something, you know, act without delay to protect vulnerable renters and their families, and they only have like a day and a half to do it. A defrocked Catholic cardinal facing criminal charges in Massachusetts for allegedly assaulting a minor child in the 1970s, former Cardinal Theodore Carrick, the first U.S. cardinal in the U.S. ever charged criminally for the sexual abuse of a minor. McCarrick was defrocked by Pope Francis in 2019. And finally, sad news, late-night TV gadget king Ron Popeil has died.
Chicken wings that are not fried. I think we got 14 lamb chops in here at one time. Oh. Let's put some salmon in the basket. I'll put it in the rest area
and
over
just
here.
Go. It's just good. Ron Popeil was 86 years old. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.